Welcome to Earth Matters, field notes on the geology of New Mexico's enchanting landscapes. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Trevor Clute. Along the ancient El Camino Real, the most infamous stretch was the dreaded Jornada del Muerto, a name often interpreted as the Journey of the Dead. In this 65-mile reach, the trail veered away from the Rio Grande onto the dry deserts of central New Mexico. Large caravans with thousands of people and animals routinely crossed this area. Where did they get their water? To answer this question, New Mexico scientists undertook a study of water within the Jornada. We identified three primary water sources: a large perennial spring, a cluster of playas or dry lake beds, and a series of intermittent seeps or shallow springs. From our geologic, hydrologic, geochemical, and historical analyses, it appears that the large perennial spring, the Ojo del Muerto, was the key to travel across the Jornada. As in years past, today this spring is reliable and produces ample amounts of good quality water, even during drought. This important water source lies at the midpoint of the Jornada crossing, and travelers who reach it were guaranteed to find water, enabling them to finish the remainder of the crossing. The limited number of water holes in the Jornada may have been a hardship, but was a hardship routinely overcome. Considering that the major spring is named the Ojo del Muerto, perhaps the name Jornada del Muerto refers to a journey to the Del Muerto Spring rather than a more sensational and sinister Journey of the Dead. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Trevor Clute with the New Mexico Bureau of Geology at New Mexico Tech.